So even what's your emotion after that? Is it frustration, anger?
A little bit of both. We just can't lose that game. It's as simple as that. You know, when you put so much into it, you can't lose it in the manner that we did. You know, I think a couple of things that I spoke about prior to coming here was the mentality and doing the basics of the game well. And when we go 1-0 up away from home, we have to have the mentality to see the game out. The second thing is the basics of the game on the two goals. We, as a back four, went too deep on the goalkeeper's kicks and paid the price for it, which was disappointing because on the whole there was many, many good things in the game and we handled the conditions extremely well, but we have got to win these games. There's no doubt about it that today's game is a game we must win.
Follows a familiar pattern from away games at Crewe and Shrewsbury where dominate the game, create chances, don't take as many chances as you should and end up paying the penalty.
Of course, and we have to change that. I said to the players in the dressing room that after the game, we can't continue to play in the manner that we do and not win games. So we have to change that mentality. We have to win these games. And that's a disappointment because, you know, when you asked me, was the player's attitude right? It was terrific. But two moments with lack of concentration and a mentality not to see the game out cost us. And we have to ensure that we change that. And we have to ensure that we start winning the games we should be winning.
You knew coming here that Bradford were probably going to be a threat, particularly from set players. You must have been pleased enough with the way you contained them in open play.
We hardly gave up an opportunity, but the two moments are costly. And, you know, when you talk about the basics of the game, you can't defend the basics of the game for 88 minutes off the game. Every moment has to be defended properly. And on two occasions, we didn't defend it properly, and we paid the price. And we have to learn from that.
You think there's a certain amount of naivety, especially about the winning goal, where you're down the other end, crossing the ball into the box, and then it quickly gets transferred up to the top?
Well, I think the thing that we must understand is that I know every point's a prisoner when we are where we are, but we've got to win games, and I want us to win games. And in the end, you know, we paid the price for that. But, you know, the ball in from Bell had to be better, and I told him that. But then we have to defend the basics of the game better in the last minute. And that's the real disappointment, because over the course of 90 minutes, did we deserve that? Absolutely not. But we have to ensure performances turn into wins.
First half particularly, you were dominant in play. And apart from the threat towards the end of the half, you'd kept Bradford at arm's length. And when you went in front, you must have felt that was really deserved.
Very much so. You know, and we were very comfortable in the game at that time, and really Bradford hadn't created a real opportunity in the game. But as I've said, you know, we can talk all about those things. Ultimately, it's about winning, and we have to turn performances into wins. And until we do that, we'll continue to languish in the bottom half of the league, and we have to address that very quickly.
So how do you do that, Stephen? Your job and your coaching staff and those players, how are you going to turn that round and turn those sorts of performances into points?
By continuing to do what we do, but get better at it, but absolutely get better at what we're doing. And that is from taking the moments that you talk about to absolute concentration, not being satisfied with 88 minutes of good defending. And that has to change.
Just a couple of notes on the injury. David Henin coming off, is that just because he's been injured and you were trying to look after him a little bit?
Yeah, I gave David just under 60 minutes in the previous game, and again, I've spoke to him the other day and told him that we'd obviously build him up game by game, so he got 70 odd minutes today, and hopefully we'll start seeing the signs of his improved fitness levels.
In terms of the league table, obviously it's not a pretty sight just at the minute, but you're only a matter of a point away from coming out. That must be the frustration from today. Any sort of result apart from this one would have got you out of that bottom four.
Of course, but, you know, as I've said, we can't keep talking about it. You know, I've said we've got games in hand, but those games in hand are only good if we win them. And today was an opportunity to win a game from a winning position. So, you know, we have to make sure that we continue to apply ourselves as we are doing, that we have a mentality to see a 1-0 victory out.
Are you planning to add to the squad before the window shuts?
We're certainly trying. There's no doubt about it, but it's a very difficult market just now, especially in the areas that we're looking. I think every single manager's looking in the same areas as ourselves, so in that respect it's difficult, but we'll certainly be working hard towards that.
You're still looking at strikers, is that the area you're looking at? 33 goals, 27, 34 goals in 27?
I think that we obviously have Devante that we've brought in that didn't feature today, and we hope, you know, he'll feature in the weeks and months ahead. But I think we need defensive cover as well. We had no centre-backs on the bench today.